Welcome back to the Steve Gruber Show. So good to have you along for the conversation. As you know, on a weekly basis or more sometimes, we take the opportunity to check in on your good health. And I think in this day and age, it would be hard to find anybody who hasn't been touched in one way or another by cancer, by breast cancer. So many people have been afflicted by breast cancer over the years. But the good news is, through technology and early detection and a lot of other things, the survival rate has become so much better than it was just a few years ago. Joining me right now is Dr. Roxana Leinbach. She is the medical director for breast imaging with Sparrow Hospital. Doctor, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So good to have you here. So let's talk about the imaging. How long have you done this, first of all?
Well, I finished my fellowship in 2010, so since then I have been doing 100% breast imaging. So, gosh, going on for 8 years now.
Yeah, there you go. So going on 8 years, not too far away from a decade. Just in the time that you've been involved with this kind of medicine,
yes.
How far have we come as far as technology goes and the advancements in the imaging we do? Give us an idea of how far we've advanced.
Oh, it is great. It's we have tomosynthesis or 3D mammography, which is great for patients, especially patients with dense breasts. We have the breast MRI, which a lot of places offer it as a screening tool as well for patients at high risk, and we do that at Sparrow as well. Even screening breast ultrasounds are available, so a lot of new technology out there.
So let's talk about how important it is with imaging. Breast cancer is one of those cancers that, if caught early, then the oncology department can really do their job, and
absolutely,
the survival rates have continued to go up. And you look at all the efforts out there, the pink ribbons and all the things you see out there. How important is this imaging when the job that you do? How important is it for people to survive this disease when they do have it?
Right. So one of the most important things is for women to understand when screening should be done. And there are too many people and organizations out there saying too many confusing and dangerous and contradictory things about breast cancer screening. So currently, we do recommend that if a woman's goal is to catch a breast cancer before it is felt, so when it has the greatest chance for a cure, they should consider starting screening mammograms at the age of 40 and definitely continue that on an annual basis. So that is one of the most important things, catch a breast cancer before it is felt.
Right, and that's extremely important. So what are some of the ways, are there different ways to get to the same result? I mean, you talk about, physical examination. When you talk about imaging, how many different kinds of imaging are there?
Screening mammograms are the best, and they are the you can't really get around screening mammograms, especially for women at average risk, meaning, everybody out there who doesn't have a strong family history for breast cancer or a genetic mutation. So get a screening mammogram once a year, starting at the age of 40, and that is your best chance to find a breast cancer when it is hopefully curable. So mammography, screening mammography, detects a large percentage of those breast cancers.
So you start screening once a year at 40, but you mentioned something important there, and that is family history, or what was the other thing you mentioned?
Genetic mutations, so patients who have known genetic mutations.
And how would we know about that? Tell me what that means.
Well, those patients are identified through, they either know a family member has that genetic mutation and they undergo the testing, or it's just a simple questionnaire. When you see your primary care provider or when you come in for your screening mammogram, we do ask specific questions about family history, which means, do you have any relatives who were diagnosed with a breast cancer or ovarian cancer? And then if they answer yes to some of those questions, then we recommend that they talk further with their primary care provider, or they have an appointment with one of the genetic counselors who can get that information.
We're on the line with Dr. Roxana Leinbach. She is the medical director for breast imaging at Sparrow Hospital. And one thing I've noticed, Roxana, is when somebody goes to Sparrow, regardless of what they're there for, whether they're being screened for breast cancer or they've been diagnosed possibly with breast cancer or whatever their ailment might be, it's a team approach at Sparrow. When you walk in, it's not like you're dealing with one person. You're dealing with a team of the cutting-edge professionals in medicine. At least that's the way I take it. What do you see when you walk into Sparrow?
Oh, I totally agree with what you said. I haven't been at Sparrow for too long. I started here in March, but yes, it's a great team approach, and that is how we make such a huge difference in women's lives and with breast cancer specifically. It starts with the screening mammogram, and then it goes on with diagnostic mammogram, biopsies, which we offer at Sparrow, a variety of biopsies, including stereotactic biopsies, ultrasound biopsies, or MRI-guided biopsies. And then if a patient is diagnosed with breast cancer, we have nurse navigator, we have an entire team of breast surgeons and oncologists who and genetic counselors and social workers who are able to guide the patient through the process.
And you also have a complete network now. It's not just the main hospital, not the main campus in Lansing. Obviously, that's the heart of your operation. But you also have other facilities now in Clinton County and in other places where you have these other hospitals. Does your technology, does your reach and your imaging cover all of Sparrow?
Well, every single hospital, yes, I believe all of them do have the 3D mammography or the tomosynthesis. I believe all of them do offer breast ultrasound. I am not too familiar with anything else that they do since I only work here at the main hospital at the professional building.
That's okay. Everybody benefits from the professionals there, yourself included, yes. All the doctors, and if there's a problem, obviously a state-of-the-art oncology facility. Dr. Roxana Leinbach, medical director, Breast Imaging Sparrow Hospital. If somebody believes they should get checked, if they're 40 years old, they haven't had one, 45, or predisposition, or whatever they might think, how would they get started to make sure that they're in good health?
That they should call Sparrow and request for the breast imaging department, and we would be able to take care of them.
And I think they can also go to sparrow.org. Doctor, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Thank you for taking the time.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
There you have it, Dr. Roxana Leinbach, the medical director for breast imaging at Sparrow Hospital. You're listening to The Steve Gruber Show.